Martha Worley, W-O-R-L-E-Y, date of birth 4/12/1929. She comes today for her physical exam. She does continue to have back pain, states that she's trying to do therapy at home and has even done some therapy with a pool physiotherapy. However, this has been unsuccessful, secondary to her chronic diarrhea. She also complains of some pain, numbness, and tingling in her hands, in her first, second, third digit of her right hand. Past medical history: hypertension, hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease, trivesicular block, after dual chamber, pacemaker placement, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of GI bleed on Coumadin, B12 deficiency, anxiety, osteoarthritis, benign meningioma of the brain, surgical history, bilateral knee replacement, permanent pacemaker, cardiac stents, bare metal stent to the mid-circumflex, repair of cataracts, bilateral hysterectomy, and breast biopsy. Medications: spironolactone, levothyroxine, Tecturin, metoprolol, aspirin, alprazolam, lisinopril, amiodarone, calcium, vitamin D, vitamin B12, and clonidine as needed. Allergies: no known drug allergies. Family history: heart disease, hypertension, stroke, diabetes. Social history: she's widowed, she doesn't smoke or drink, she does not exercise. Review of systems: 132-point reviews obtained on chart. Physical blood pressure: 134/78, pulse 66, temperature 7.9, weight 152 pounds. General appearance: she's in no distress. Skin: she has a healing sore over her right buttock. H-E-E-N-T. Hearing aids bilaterally, otherwise same glands, same breasts, chest, same cardiovascular, distant, same abdomen, same rectal, same genitalia, absent cervix and uterus, musculoskeletal, same extremities. She has varicose veins of her legs bilaterally, pulses bilaterally as well. She has 5 out of 5 strength in both her proximal and distal musculature of her legs. Neurologic: she's alert and orientem, 3 cranial nerves, 2 traveler intact, motor strength is normal, cerebellar findings, sensation, reflexes decreased in her knees bilaterally. Paragraph: CAT scan of her lumbar spine performed back in July reveals severe degenerative disc disease and fast osteoarthritis causing moderate vertebral canal stenosis at L2 to L3 and L3 to L4 and mild vertebral canal stenosis at L4 to L5. EKG reveals pace rhythm with a bundle branch block. Assessment: hypertension, coronary artery disease, and back pain causing more and more weakness. Plan, or add to her extremities: she also has difficulty raising both of her arms above 60 degrees. Plan: continue current medications. I've advised that she wear a splint for her numbness and tingling in her right hand, secondary to carpal tunnel disease, and we'll refer her back to the bone and joint clinic for assessment of her back pain. She refuses any surgical intervention. Insert an interview statement. Also, add that I've given her a Bactroban ointment for the sore on her bottom. Thank you. Bobby Terrell, T-E-R-R-I-L-L, date of birth 4/8/1939. She returns today. She's still having discomfort in her left ear. Decreased hearing. She feels as though her right ear is improved. She is one more day on her augmentin. Insert A, blood pressure 130/82, pulse 84, temp 97.1, weight 160 pounds, general, no distress. H-E-N-T. She still has fluid behind her left ear. Right ear is improving. Heart sounds irregular, lungs are clear. Assessment. She continues to have a Titus media. Paragraph, recent blood work was unremarkable, including CBC, CMP, except for slightly elevated calcium at 10.7, thyroid was normal at 2.0. Plan, continue augmentin, continue nasal spray, which she has not been using, and if no improvement, she should return to her ear, nose, and throat doctor for further evaluation. Insert ad interview statement. Hollis Gibson, GIP, SON, date of birth 4/10/1944. Comes today. He's doing well, taking all of his medications. He's still trying to quit smoking. He's down to one pack per week. He is now off of his rifampin. Insert a blood pressure 134/82, pulse 76, temp 979, weight 203 pounds, general. He's in under stress, heart sounds regular, lungs clear, abdomen soft. Assessment. He's stable plan. Restart Lipitor now that he's off rifampin. Refill Lipitor and hydrochlorothiazide today. Continue all other medications and follow up in 3 months. Insert ed and review statement. Lavon, L-A-V-O-N-N-E, Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S, date of birth 2/10/1939. She comes today. She developed a sore throat, water eyes last night. She's not had any fevers, chills, no cough, no shortness of breath. Insert a blood pressure 120/66, pulse 56, temp 98.9, weight 184 pounds, general. No distress, heart sounds are regular. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, tympanic membranes are also intact. Throat is only mildly erythematous. Assessment, she likely has a viral cold plan. Supportive treatment. If she's no better in 5 to 7 days, she can begin Cefaclor and needs to follow up for to make sure she's not developed bacterial superinfection. Next, Georgia Austin, AUSTIN, date of birth 6/25/1921. She's sorry, she hasn't any problems today, tolerating all of her medications. Insert a blood pressure 124/84, pulse 84, temp 97.9, weight 128 pounds. General, she's in no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs are clear. General, she's in no distress, heart sounds regular, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, she has no edema. Assessment, she's stable plan, continue current medications. Refill alprazolam, check CBC, CMP, TSH, and follow up. Insert ed interview statement. Ethelyn, E-T-H-E-L-Y-N, Temple, T-E-M-P-L-E-S, day of birth 2/9/1946. Comes today for a physical exam. She's no new problems. Does need refills today. Has medical history. History of diverticulitis, depression, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, surgical history, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, abdomen history of present illness, that she has a history of sebaceous cysts surrounding her vagina, which have been removed by OBGYN in the past. However, she does have one that she needs evaluated today and possibly drained. She denies any fevers, chills, no pain. Medication selects lorazepam, losartan, omeprazole, atorvastatin, fish oil, econozole. Family history, heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, social history. She's married. She does not smoke or drink. She does an exercise review of symptoms. 132 point review is obtained and on chart today. Physical blood pressure 130/85, pulse 68, temp 97.4. Weight, she refused today. HENT, normal cephalic head, traumatic extra ocular muscles are intact. Insane skin. She does have a cyst on the right vulva, no surrounding erythema glands, same breasts, chest, cardiovascular, abdomen, same rectal, same genitalia, absent cervix, uterus. She does have a sebaceous cyst on the right vulva, musculoskeletal extremities, neurologic, same. EKG reveals sinus rhythm with right ventricular conduction delay, inverted T-wave lead 3. Assessment, she's stable plan, continue and refill her current medications, check appropriate blood work including CBC, lipids, TSH, urine, hemoglobin A1C, and stool hemocult, and follow up. Insert ed entry statement. Letter to Suzanne Fernandez, FERNANDEZ, address 570 Bell Drive West, Winchester, Tennessee 37398. Dear Mrs. Fernandez, your recent pap smear performed last week during your physical was negative for intraepithelial lesion or malignancy, period. This is a good report, period. I enjoyed seeing you your physical last week. Sincerely.